discusses, Parshas Vayeshanan discusses the mitzvah of tefillin. I thought that maybe we would discuss an area of Hilchos Tefillin dealing with the halachos of chatzitza, of separation, when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin. The Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Yates, as well as the Gemara in Erchin and Daf Gimel and Beis, tells us a chiddush. The Gemara says that when it comes to the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, they would not wear the tefillin shel yad. However, they would wear the tefillin shel rosh. The Gemara says the reason they wouldn't wear the tefillin shel yad is because the bigdei kohuna, their cloak, had to be on their body, and there couldn't be a separation between their body and the bigdei kohuna. And therefore, if the shel yad was on their arm, so then the cloak would not be resting directly on the arm, and it would be a chatzitza. So then the Gemara comes with a question and says, okay, so then why'd they wear the shel rosh? Wouldn't it pose the same problem? They were wearing begadim on their head as well. So the Gemara says no, because there's a braisa that tells us that there was an area between the tzitz, which is on the forehead, and the mitznefes, the crown of the kohen, which was further back, which had enough area to wear the tefillin. And because there was a space between the tzitz and the mitznefes, therefore, the Gemara says they were able to wear the tefillin shel rosh, and they were not able to wear the tefillin shel yad.
Why, if you have two essays, wearing tefillin and wearing a bigdei kohuna, what determines which essay goes?
Well, one in order to do the avoda, you needed the bigdei kohuna. One was a prerequisite for the avoda. It's a good point. But the Gemara says, in Erchin adds another line, the Gemara says, the reason I need to stipulate this, the reason I need to point this out, is because one should not think that just because I can't wear the tefillin shel yad, so now I can't wear the tefillin shel rosh, and we look at mitzvah tefillin as a package deal. The Gemara in Erchin says, no, these are two separate mitzvahs. One is not ma'akev on the other. One if you can't wear one, doesn't necessarily mean you can't wear the other. And this is halacha l'maisa. Just because I can't wear the shel yad does not necessarily mean I can't wear the shel rosh. Comes along the rush in Hilchos Tefillin, and he says, from this Gemara, I see that the Gemara told me that it was because there was a space between the tzitz and the mitznefes, the further back crown that the Kohen would wear, that he could wear the tzillin. He says, what's the big deal? Why can't I wear the tzillin on top of the mitznefes, even if there wasn't a space? Writes the Rush. The Gemara obviously was assuming that there is a problem of chatzitza, of separation between the tzillin and a body. And therefore, just as the Gemara was concerned when it came to bigdei kohuna, between the begadim should not have a separation from one's body and the bigdei kohuna, so too the Gemara is concerned when it comes to Hilchos Tefillin, that the tefillin should be on one's body, and therefore there could be no separations between one's body and the tefillin. The Rashba is in disagreement with this Rush. The Rashba says there is no such halacha. Chatzitza does not apply to Hilchos Tefillin. I don't agree with you, the Rush. So then the Rashba has to explain why the Gemara felt it necessary to explain that there was a space between the tzitz and the mitznefes, the further back crown, an area on the head that was open space for the tefillin to rest there. Why is that necessary? Let the tefillin rest on top of the mitznefes. Let there be no space on the head. Even if the mitznefes took up the whole head, let the tefillin rest on top of it. Because there's no hilchos chatzitza when it comes to tefillin. The Rashba writes, no. Of course, when it comes to hilchos tefillin, there is no problem of chatzitza. A person can have a separation of one's body and he can wear his tefillin even if he wears his baseball cap. That is not necessarily a problem according to the Rashba. However, the Rashba says this Gemara was referring to a problem within bigdei kohuna. There can be nothing resting on top of the bigdei kohuna. So therefore, the mitznefes and the tits had to have a separate area in order to rest the tefillin, because even though tefillin is a chetzer shel mitzvah and is very important, however, part of the halachos of wearing bigdei kohuna is that you should be only wearing bigdei kohuna and nothing should be resting on top of the bigdei kohuna.
Or in between it.
No, in between it would be okay. That's what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara says the tits was on the forehead.
I mean, if you have it on the arm.
Oh, so we'll get to the arm. But right now, the Rush and the Rashba is the... Oh, so you're... Very good point. But the simple understanding would be that the Rashba would say the same thing when it comes to the arm. There would be no problem as long We'll get to the arm in a second, but yes, that would be the simple understanding. That there's no problem with tzitzit, but there's a problem to wear something on top of the big day kahuna. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, the nafkamina would be, let's say a guy is wearing a cast. Let's say, again, we're not as concerned about this area with the straps. We're concerned about the box, where the boxes rest on one's head, over here and over here. So what happens if you have a separation? What happens if a guy hurt his arm? He used to wear a cast under his arm as well. So according to the Rush, that would be very problematic. One would not wear a shel yad. One would only wear a shel rosh. And according to the Rosh, he says, absolutely no problem. But that's not the end of the story, because there's another Gemara that we have to discuss. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Chav Dalet tells us, the Gemara is discussing the derech of the heretics, the derech of the chitzonim. What's chitzonim? Not the Gemara contrasts it to minim. Minim is an apikoros, and chitzonim is an outsider. So what do the outsiders do? They're not so stark against the Torah, but they misinterpret the Torah. They're outsiders. The Gemara says they cover their tefillin with gold, or they wear tefillin al beis unkli. They wear tefillin on their sleeve. Rashi writes there in Megillah, what is the problem with wearing tefillin shalyad on one sleeve? Rashi says, because the pasuk says, v'hoya l'cha l'os al yadecha, l'cha l'os v'lo l'acherim. This should be a sign. The tefillin should be a sign for you and not for others. It shouldn't be you shouldn't publicize it. It's not in order for it to be visible for the rest of the world. It's for you to see and nothing and no one else to see. Jumps the Rashba in the Maseches Megillah right there in that Mishnah, and he says, aha! The Rush. You see, I have a teammate. Someone else agrees with me. Shitas Rashi is that the issue when it comes to tefillin shel yad of wearing it on one sleeve was not an issue of chatzitza, but rather was an issue of a new halacha. What's this new halacha? L'cha l'os. Tefillin shel yad should be private. Tefillin shel yad should not be publicized on top of one sleeve, shown to the public. Rather, it should be l'cha l'os. It should be a sign for you, private over here, and not show them to everyone else. Why was Rashi forced to come on to another drusha, writes the Rashba? Why was Rashi could have said simply, there's a halacha of chatzitza, of separation, when it comes to Hilchos Tefillin. And if I would wear Tefillin Shel Yad on top of my sleeve, so there's a separation between my body and the Tefillin, just like we have in Hilchos Big Day Kahuna. Apparently, comes along the Rashba in Megillah, he says, Rush, apparently Rashi is not on your team. Apparently Rashi doesn't seem to agree with you, because that's what forced Rashi to explain this Mishnah with a new interpretation, a new halacha of v'hayu l'chalos v'lo l'achirim. If this is the case, and this is what we're going to get back to, you pointed out, comes along the Magen Avraham, halacha l'maisa, and says that the machlokas, the Rush and the Rashba, is whether or not chatzitza applies to tefillin, also in Shel Rosh and in Shel Yad. So the Magen Avraham says, one second, but the Rashba has to learn the Gemara and Megillah. How does the Rashba learn the Gemara and Megillah that you can't wear tefillin on one sleeve? Not because of an issue of separation, because the issue of separation does not apply to tefillin, but rather, it should be private. It should not be publicized. The Rashba therefore says, and the Magen Avraham says, if one's wearing a cast, according to the Rashba, and you're going to wear tefillin, because according to the Rashba, there's no use wearing tefillin. As long as you have a cast up here, you're not being the kind of mitzvah of tefillin. However, the Rashba says, even if there's a separation to my body, I should wear tefillin. However, there's still another halacha. V'hayu l'cha l'os v'lo l'achirim. It should be a sign for me, and it shouldn't be a publication to the rest of the world. So therefore, writes the Magen Avraham, if one's going to be choshish for the Rashba, again, we're not going to make a bracha because we're worried about the sheets of the Rush, but one will have to wear a second layer, a second coat, in order to make sure that it's an accomplishment of v'hayu l'cha l'os v'lo l'achirim, that it's a sign for you and not for the rest of the world. So that is the opinion of the Rashba, that he has a teammate. What Rashi, and Rashi is also of the opinion that there is no issue of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin. And the Rashba goes on further. He says, according to you, Rush, why did the Mishnah have to specifically say a person who wears tefillin al beis unkli? A person who wears tefillin shel yad on his sleeve. Why didn't the Mishnah also give an example of a person who wears tefillin on his hat?
If there's a problem of chatzitza, that should also be the derech chitzonim. So that's an issue the Rashba says. And the Rashba says, and I'll tell you for sure this doesn't apply, this only applies to the sleeve, this only applies to the tzilon shalyad, because the Gemara says, V'ro'u kol ha'am e'aretz v'yaru imecha, that when it comes to the tzilon shel rosh, adrabba. It's only when it comes to the tzilon shel yad that it should be private. When it comes to the tzilon shel rosh, the Gemara says, all the umas ha'olam will see it, and all of them will witness the tefillin on you, and therefore, that tzilon should be publicized. So the Mishnah was only referring to tzilon shel yad, which this halacha of privacy applies to tzilon shel yad and not tzilon shel rosh. I once heard from Rav, from the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassa, the Rav Neuver, he was once in an airport, and there were people around, and it wasn't so appropriate to wear tefillin, and they were very worried. You know, what are we going to do? Should we wear tefillin? They were worried about making brachas, and certain people weren't dressed properly or doing proper things. And he says, "Don't worry." And he puts on the tefillin, and he's sitting in the minyan, and everybody just went to the stores. They moved away. It was an open area. So they asked Rav Neuwirth, they said, how did you know that there was not going to be a problem? So he said, because when it comes to when he put the tzilon shel rosh, there were non-Jews there, and he says the pasuk says, the Gemara says, the ro'u kol ha'am e'aretz v'yaru imecha, they're gonna fear. So he says, so then why, when you're not around, when you're not in the airport, how come when I put tzilon shel rosh, this doesn't happen? So he said an unbelievable thing. He says, the Gemara's lesson says, ro'u kol ha'am e'aretz, when you put your tzilon shel rosh, the Gemara doesn't say tzilin al arosh. The Gemara says tzilin sheberosh. When you're such a person that it exudes in your face, the tzilin that's really sitting in your head when you rest the tzilin, so then v'yaru mimecha. There's Talmud Torah, there's a hashpa that the tzilin sets on you, so then that will become apparent and that's what they will fear. So this is the shita of the Rashba, the shita of the Rosh. And possibly the Rashba thinks that he has a teammate, the Shita of Rashi, that thinks chatzitza is not a problem when it comes to tefillin. However, Rav Tzipi Frank suggests that this is not necessarily the Shita of Rashi. The Turi Evan asks on Rashi, he says, it's a very nice drasha. Rashi created a new halacha that when it comes to tzilin shel yad, v'hayu l'chala os al yedecha v'lo l'achirim, tzilin shel yad should be private, it should not be public. And therefore one would not be able to wear tzilin shel yad on the sleeve, and there's no problem with chatzitza. But the Turi Evan writes, there seems to be an explicit gemara and menachos against this. One of the Amoraim was wearing his tzilin shel yad, and his shirt ripped, and his tzilin shel yad was sticking out of the shirt. And another person came up to him and said, "Are you not concerned with the gemara that says v'hayu l'chala os v'lo l'achir? Aren't you concerned with the fact that the Gemara says that tefillin should be private, the tefillin shel yad should be private, and there's a problem if there's a rip and your tefillin shel yad is showing?" And he says, "No, I'm not concerned. Because the way we read that Gemara is that it should be in an area, makom shel l'chol la'os v'lo la'achir. It should be in a private area, it should be on the area where the arm folds and it's facing towards your body, but the fact that it's actually showing to the public, that's not necessarily what I'm concerned." Comes along the Turi Evan and says, "Rashi, you're making up drushes over here. The Gemara Menachos tells us that it's not a problem that's visible to other people, but rather it's just designating the exact area of where the shalyad should sit on your arm. But the fact that there's a rip in the shirt, that's not a problem." So the Turi Evan says, "Therefore, I read the whole Gemara Megillah differently than you. I take the opinion of the Rosh. I think that the Gemara that's telling me a derech chitzonim, the outsider that's wearing tefillin on their sleeve, is a problem of chatzitza, a problem of separation, but not a problem as like Rashi presented of v'hayu l'chala os v'lo l'achir, it should be private and not public." Comes along with Tzvi Pesach Frank and says, "Not so fast. He thinks really Rashi agrees with the opinion of the Turi Evan and the opinion of the Rosh." But he came to it and he derived this from a different pasuk. Right, so Tzvi Pesach Frank, there's a lot of psukim that we have when it comes to tefillin. One pasuk says it should be la'os. It should be a sign. When you tell me it should be a sign, if I would just have the pasuk of la'os, so I would tell you, of course you should wear it on your sleeve. You should wear it on top of all your begadim. It should be apparent to everyone. It's an os. That's what a sign is. So la'os has the mashmos that you could wear it on top of your sleeve. However, comes along another pasuk and contradicts that pasuk and says the tefillin should be al yodecha. It should be resting on one's body. There should be no concept of separation when it comes to the tefillin. So writes Ratzi Beis HaFrank, I have a conflict. I have a contradiction in Psukim. On the one hand it says it should be a sign. On the other hand the tefillin says that it should be al yodecha, and there shouldn't be a chatzitza. Chatzitza would be a problem. So therefore, I don't know how to darshan this pasuk when it comes to tefillin shel yad. Writes Rashi and Megillah by Beis Unkli, what's the problem? Because it says L'chala'os v'lo l'achirim. So the Torah qualified that first pasuk. The Torah said that's which we said it is an oath. It's not an oath for the whole world. It's L'chala'os v'lo l'achirim. And therefore Rashi was left with one pasuk, that al yadecha. And that pasuk of L'chala'os v'lo l'achirim removed the conflict and removed the contradiction between L'os and al yadecha. Because the la'os is not a public oath, but rather la'os is a private oath, and therefore one could learn the pasuk of al yadecha to be referring to chatzitza. And therefore, writes Rav Tzipi HaFrank, when Rav Rashi said l'chol la'os v'lo la'achirim, it should be a private sign for you and not for others. Rashi wasn't saying a new halacha like the Rashba thought, and chatzitza doesn't apply to hilchos tefillin. No, the Turi Evan is right. Rashi was learning this mishnah in Megillah that when it come specifically to the tefillin shel yad, there would be a problem of chatzitza. How do I know there's a problem of chatzitza? Because I have a contradiction in Psukim. On the one hand, I have la'os. On the other hand, I have al yadecha. I don't know what the halacha would be. Comes along the third pasuk and resolves the contradiction. He says, that la'os, that's la'os l'cha. That's not a public oath, and therefore I'm left to learn al yadecha that there would be a problem of chatzitza when it comes to the tefillin shel yad. So if we count up the shitas halacha lemaisa, the way we're presenting right now, there's three opinions when it comes to the halachos of tefillin. The Rosh Hashita, it's similar to Big Day Kahuna. Tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad has to be resting on your body. Chatzitza is a problem. There can't be a separation. When it comes to the Rashba, no such halacha, like the Magen Avraham presented. Even if you have a cast, even if you have a bandage on top of your head, one is allowed to wear the tefillin on top of one's head, and there is no issue of chatzitza. Magen Avraham just pointed out, according to the Gemara Megillah, Lefi the Rashba, there's another halacha, so if you're wearing it on top of a cast, you should wear a jacket over it, so it should be l'chala'os v'lo l'achirim, as the Rashba understood from Rashi in the Gemara Megillah, a separate halacha applying to the Tzolon Shoyat. Comes along with Tzipes Afrank, it says Rashi didn't mean to totally disagree with the Rosh. There is a halacha of chatzitza when it comes to Tzolon Shoyat, however, there would not be a halacha of chatzitza, according to Rashi, when it comes to Tzolon Shoyat. Rosh, because there is no pasuk telling me that a chatzitza would be a problem.
So the nachmir of Shulchan Frank is typically we say that you make the bracha on shel yad mikayim the mitzvah shel rosh if you, but not the reverse.
So that the post can discuss that. Let's say I'm wearing a cast. So then, like Henry's pointing out, so I'm obviously not going to make a bracha when I'm resting the tefillin on top of the cast, because I have to be choshish for a bracha of atala, because according to the sheet of the Rush, this is not appropriate. So therefore, I'm going to make two brachas when it comes to the tefillin shel yad,
Rosh.
And I will say Lahaniach, and I will say Al Mitzvahs when it comes to the Tefillin Shel Rosh, because as Henry pointed out, the bracha of Lahaniach is also relevant to the Tefillin Shel Rosh. However, if the opposite would occur, if I was wearing a bandage on my head and I was forced to rest the box on top of the bandage, I didn't have any other options, it was important for me to heal that way, so therefore I would only make a bracha on the Tefillin Shel Yad Lahaniach, and then the bracha of Al Mitzvahs Tefillin would be left out, because there's no bracha of Al Mitzvahs that's said on the Tefillin Shel Yad. That would be the ramifications halacha lemaisa. The question is, so this is the three shitas that we have. However, let's assume, like we are choshish and we do paskim la'alacha, that there is a problem of chatzitza, of separation, when it comes to hilchos tefillin. The Rush compared it to Big Day Kahuna. The Rush said, just as the Gemara presents that Big Day Kahuna has to be resting on one's body and chatzitza is a problem, so too when it comes to tefillin, it has to be on your body and there's a problem of chatzitza when it comes to hilchos tefillin. How far does one take this? There is a Mishnah in Yuma that says that, you know, when you read the Avodah on Yom Kippur, it's very interesting. Every time he switched his begavim, he went from the white to the gold, to the white to the... And the Mishnah says he went into the mikveh every time. 10 times. He switches to the gavim. He had a tefillah before each time. And then the Mishnah says, V'hayim mistapek begufa. He dried himself off. What do we think is Meshuggah now? You take a bath. You go to the mikveh. You dry yourself off. Well, what's the halacha that the Mishnah in Yuma is telling us? V'hayim mistapek begufa. What? I know that the Kohen Gadol was a normal guy. He's not going to... So some of the Mefarshim say there are ramifications by halacha that he had to make sure that every drop was off his body, lest possibly that there would be me'ilah in the begadim, that he was desecrating the begadim because the reason he was drying off was not with a towel, but rather the begadim that he was wearing was drying himself off. That's some opinions. But the Mishnah Lach says very simple. He says no. He says there's a problem with chatzitza. He says, just as we said, the paradigm is Big Day Kahuna, like the Rush said, and by Big Day Kahuna has to be resting on one's body. So therefore, he had to dry himself off and make sure that there were no drops on his body, and therefore, Hayim is stopping the gufo. The Mishnah is telling us, halacha, that he needs to dry every drop, so that there wouldn't be a problem of chatzitza. There's a biography of the Chabina Rav, Chavir, Chabina Rav. So he says that that he was, when he was younger, he was sitting in the mikvah, and when he exited the mikvah, he was drying himself off like a normal guy. And a chassid walks up to the Chabina Rav was a goon, and a chassid walks up to the Chabina Rav and he says, "What are you doing? Drying yourself off? This is the meitara. This is the chashiva drops from the mikvah. You don't dry yourself off. The whole tara process is that it should absorb into your body. You shouldn't chas v'shalom wipe this off." So the Chabina Rav says, "It's okay. I have a mesorah from one of my ancestors, my great grandfather, that it's appropriate. I'm allowed to." So the chassid got very upset. The chassid said, "Abikarsis, this is not what we believe in the Chassidus. How can you do such a thing? I want to know who it is. I want to make a macha. I want to know who it is." So Chabina Rav said, "I'll tell you when I leave the mikvah." So finally, the guy's very upset, and he follows him out of the mikvah. He says, "No, who's your great grandfather? Where'd you get?" He said, "My great grandfather is Aaron HaKohen." And the Mishnah in Yuma says, "Hayim mistapek begufo." So just like it was appropriate for Aaron HaKohen to dry when it came to the tefillah on Yom Kippur, I think it's appropriate, and the tara of the mikvah is actually when you dunk in the mikvah, and not the droplets that are resting on your body afterwards.
That's the person who didn't go after Aaron HaKohen?
Right. So that's the opinion of the Mishnah Malach. But
so not to get sidetracked, but then I said you go to mikveh. When you go to mikveh, you follow this line.
So the Mishnah Malach says there's a teaching of halacha that even if there are droplets on my body, there should not be a chatzitza. Comes along the Birka Yosef and Hilchos Tefillin, and he asks, "I don't understand this Mishnah Malach." The Gemara in Zvachim tells us that the Kohanim who needed to be standing on the floor of the Azara when they were doing the Avoda, the Gemara says there was a lot of dam and blood and liquid that would fall to the ground, and you would step a lot of times in the dam. And the Gemara says, "Aye, but there's going to be a chatzitza. There's going to be a separation between the feet and the floor of the azara because the liquid would run under the purse of the Kohen's foot." So the Gemara says, "Not a problem. A davar lach, a liquid item, it never presents the problem of chatzitza." So if the Gemara says, when it came to the dam standing on the floor of the azara, a liquid item never presents an issue of chatzitza, so what's the Mishnah Malach bothered with? Why does the Mishnah Malach tell me that there's a halacha of hayim mistapek begufo, he would have to dry himself off to remove the chatzitza that was resting on the body when he was wearing the Big Day Kahuna on Yom Kippur? Writes the Birka Yosef, big chiddush, that if we follow the opinion of the Rosh, that chatzitza will parallel itself after Big Day Kahuna, and tefillin also, there's an added halacha. Even in scenarios where technically it's not necessarily considered a separation, however, when there's a halacha that the begadim have to be resting on one's body, it's still not considered resting. Dehainu, what do I mean? Technically, this might not be considered a separation. There's an airspace between the two. There's no separation. There's nothing separating or blocking the two. However, if the halacha is that it should be alav, it should be al gufo, it's still not resting on top of it. It's still begadim that are not resting directly on the body. And as the Gemara, the Birka Yosef writes, has even a discussion of if air would fly into the Big Day Kahuna, would that be a problem? Air is not a chatzitza. What's the issue with air? The answer is, writes the Birkei Yosef, there's an added halacha of al gufo, that even necessarily, that even if there's not necessarily a separation, even if there's no hilchos chatzitza, because as the Gemara tells us, when it came to standing on the floor, a liquid item doesn't present a chatzitza. And when it comes to shilas in the mikvah, that only a chatzitza is a problem. When a woman is tovel in the mikvah, that she has to be tovel and only chatzitza is an issue. So then a liquid item would not present an issue of chatzitza. However, when it came to Big Day Kahuna, it had to be al gufcha. So even if there wasn't a chatzitza, but still, because there's water here, it's not necessarily on that part of the body. And therefore, one can understand further. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Tefillin has a machlokas between the Levush Esrad and the Rivid HaZahav. The Levush Esrad says that there's a custom for some people to, when they tie their tefillin and they rest their box here, so they put one of the ritzuos underneath the box of the tefillin. Some people have them in it. So Rivid HaZahav says, not a problem. What's the problem? Min b'mino in ochotzitz. The ritzua and the box, they're all hide of the same animal, they're the same species, and therefore, min b'mino, there's a concept when it comes to Hilchos Chatzitza, that min b'mino, the same min, the same type, doesn't create a chatzitza. So therefore, the ritzua and the tefillin doesn't create a chatzitza. However, the Levush Esrad says, not so fast. Even though technically when it comes to Hilchos Chatzitza, there wouldn't be a problem of separation, but is the tefillin resting directly on one's body? Absolutely not. Just like the Mishnah Lamelech said, Legabi, a liquid item of the Big Day Kahuna not resting on one's body, it's absolutely not resting. It might not technically be a chatzitza, however, it is not resting directly on one's body, and here there's an added halacha, above and beyond Hilchos Chatzitza, that it has to be al yodecha, and the Big Day Kahuna has to be al gufo, and therefore, even though technically this would not be under the guidelines of chatzitza, however, it still would pose a problem. And therefore, the Birkei Yosef writes, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shlach HaKadosh, that there's a minute to be makpid, to be mechabed your tefillin, you should wash the area, you should put water on the area of your head that you wear your tefillin. Because to be mechabed, to make sure it's clean. Birkei Yosef says, I don't think that that's appropriate. I don't think that one should wet the area of their head where they wear tefillin, because that's going to be a problem. Although technically, like the Gemara in Zvachim writes, a liquid item doesn't necessarily create a chatzitza, but that's only in an area where all you need is chatzitza. When it came to the Azara, standing on the Azara, I didn't necessarily have to be standing directly on the floor, but I had to make sure that in order for the Avodah to be kosher, there wouldn't be a separation between the floor and my feet. So a davar lach, a liquid item, doesn't create a separation. However, if the halacha is that the tefillin should be resting on one's body, so then that would be insufficient. You find this halacha outside of Hilchos Tefillin as well. There's a Mishnah, there's a Gemara that talks about in Rosh Hashanah, that talks about beautifying the shofar with gold at the tip. And the Gemara says, Sipan Zahav is pasul. You should not beautify the tip of the shofar with gold. And the Ramban there asks the question, he says, why? We have another halacha, a third halacha when it comes to chatzitza, that separation doesn't apply if the separation was added there in order to beautify. Kol shelena oso eino chotzitz. Anything that's part of the beautification process is not considered a separation, that's considered an addition, and therefore, if you're beautifying the shofar, and you want the shofar to look beautiful, so why is the gold a problem of tzipen zav, of chatzitza, of separation? Writes the Aden Ezer based on the Ramban, he says, you're right. It's not a problem of chatzitza. It's not necessarily a problem of separation. However, there's another problem. When it comes to tkiyah shofar, and this is for another shir, but the Brisker Rav pointed out that tkiyah shofar is an aspect of tefillah. We're sending our tefillahs up to the Rabbono Shalom wrapped up in the kol shofar. So therefore, it has to be al hapeh. It has to be in your mouth. It has to be negiyah. Even though technically it might not be considered a separation, however, even if it's not a chatzitza, it's not a separation because it's part of the beautification process, is it considered like I'm actually touching the shofar? No. There's a separation between my lips and the shofar. That's that area of gold. So even though it might not be chatzitza, but my mouth is not necessarily resting on the shofar, and therefore, as tefillah comes from our lips, we want those same tefillahs to go into the shofar and be sent up to the Rabbono Shalom And you see this, again, I'm just going to point this out because it's a political, and people are very interested in it, but if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, you know, everyone has the Tzitzit B'Peh and the Tzitzit B'Peh. Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that I'm not advocating, it's just very interesting. Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that if a person does a Mila, so he should not wipe out his lips before Kia Shofar, the Baal Tokeya, because you want the same dam to go from the lips to be the tefillos that are sent up with the Shofar. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that in his days they definitely did Mitzitza B'Peh, and it was just a Chassidish Minhag. But whatever it is, take it or leave it, he was just saying that obviously there weren't issues then, but it was just interesting. But there's
now you sotar et atzmacha.
Why?
Because the dam should have been a problem.
Why?
You're telling me that
there's no
above and beyond,
right?
And now you have the dam.
Oh, very good point.
But didn't we just say the lach is not?
No, so he's right. The lach is not a chatzitza, but lach is not considered. Lach is similar, is parallel to the gold. So therefore, it would not be considered. Very good. It would not be considered resting your lips.
Ah, this the way with the mitzvah. Go on.
The din of al yedek has to be directly touching your body.
Yeah.
It only applies to your hand.
No, if the rush, that would be according to Rash, according to the Rush who extends Hilchos Tefillin. Okay, but the Rush seems to compare it to both.
Short hair, any hair, even now I'm saying long hair, even very very short hair. Nobody says that.
So that's
still not on your body direct.
But that's where the Torah was discussing. It should be resting
on
your
hair. Why hair is not your body? Who told you that you have to chop your head? I don't understand.
So they say that Hatzitza, they say that hair on your...
No, that's if it's...
They say that if you have very long hair.
That's very long. So we're not going to have time to get to that, but that's already a separate problem. That's because you're about to cut that hair, or it's not necessarily, but if he's right. If it's short hair, that's what the Torah meant when it meant. And you could ask my big day kuhuna, so if the calling other was bald?
Or nothing.
Right, I'm saying.
It doesn't have to be direct.
But what is body?
And Big Day Kuhuna has to be on your body also.
You have is your body.
Big Day Kuhuna has to be on your body also.
You're saying, but the reason why long hair is it's different. It's
long hair might be a different because it's going to be only to be cut off. And we'll see that at the Eretz Tzvi or the Kosher Glover Rebbe, one of the Talmidim of the Abenezer, he has a tshuva about not only you, a person with long hair, wearing. What about me lending it? What about all the Chabad stations? People come with long, long hair, and they want to give out tefillin, and they want to be the kara of these people, and they want them to make brachos, but it's a brachol of atala because they're going to have such long hair, and it's going to be a chatzitza. So the Rav Tzvi Fromer, one of the illustrious talmidim of the Avinezer, writes that he thinks it's not a problem because he thinks, like he was saying, that anything that's part of your body, anything that's part of your guf, is not going to be a problem chatzitza, and therefore. One can make all, he says, first of all, it's a whole machlokus whether chatzitza is a problem when it's thrown. Like we started off this year, the Rosh and the Rashba. He says, and even while we are machmir, but this is all just like the Rishonim discussed when it comes to tefilas kelim. So the yad of the kli is also a chelik of the kli, and you're told the yad of the kli. So the Gemara says also, so the Ritzif Roman says also when it comes to long hair. And he wants to say, based on this, very interesting thing. Abnezer had a big question. You look at Hilchos Nida, the Chassam Sofer had a big question. When it comes to Hilchos Nida, he says, Hasidim, they are very machmer that they should shave their heads after the Chassid. But it comes to be a big kula. Says the Chassam Sofer, he says, I don't understand. You go to the mikvah before your wedding. You still have hair. Then, Laila Rishona, after Laila Rishona, the practice was they would shave their heads. He says, but then it comes out. The mikvah was a chatzitza. The mikvah before the wedding was a problem. He says because now you had something that was about to be cut before you went to the mikvah. That's the Chassam Sofer says. Yes, kol omid ligazis kegazis dami. Anything that's about to be cut, we view it halachically as if it's cut already. So the Chassam Sofer says you're trying to be machmir, and their cool is coming out of it. He says he doesn't understand how you could do this practice. So writes the Chassam Sofer a chiddush. He says since there's a the first night is in between. There's a maisa. Be in between, they have relations in between. So therefore we separate the two things. Think of his mind, you could call it, or any time. We don't say kola omen ligazis, it's as if it's about to be cut, there's something in the middle. The Chief Romer says, no. My kula, when it comes to Hilchos Tefillin, could also apply to the Hasidisha women who shave their heads. Since the hair is a chelik of the guf, it's like the yad of the kli, so that will never cause a problem, and even though it's meant to be cut, so that's what he questions, but here it's for sure going to be cut. But over here, when it comes to the Hilchos Tefillin, for sure this guy is not immediately going to cut his hair. He likes his long hair, he likes his ponytail, so therefore, the issue of chatzitza, when it comes to the long hair, you should not have to worry. One second. Just to finish up, we didn't get to finish everything, but the last halacha, which is very interesting, is toupees. Mishnah Berurah writes down if a person wears a toupee, a pei and nachris, he doesn't like the fact that you should make a bracha, he thinks it's a shiloh of chatzitza, and therefore one should not wear a toupee. But Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, he says, not so fast. He says, some people, to make them remove their toupee, it's embarrassing. He says, so therefore, if a person is embarrassed to take off his toupee, and he's the type of person that every night when he goes to sleep, he removes his toupee, it goes on and off every day. So put on the tefillin at home, make the bracha at home without your toupee, then put your toupee on, and then go to shul with the tefillin without a bracha, so you'll take care of the bracha. But then Rav Moshe says, but what about a person that has implants? That as a person that's kavua, he never takes off his toupee. Then Rav Moshe is of the opinion against the Mishnah Berurah that he thinks then it would be appropriate to make a bracha because that's a chilek of a person's body. And then Rav Moshe says, what about a person with rogin? He takes certain type of medicine or something. He says, Rav Moshe writes, and he prefaces this, he says, I don't think there's such a thing. I don't think it's possible for such a thing to exist. But if it does come a day that there is such an invention, so then he thinks that becomes also a part of your body, and therefore one could make a bracha when it comes to the rogin, and that would solve it.
That's interesting. Last night, as to whether or not.